Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So, lots going on at the Tap Room in Oakland Park, and by the way, lots going on at Amerant Bank Arena tonight, where there is a Funky Buddha Tap Room. If you're going to the game tonight, you stop by there right across from Pantherland, time of your life. But at the Tap Room in Oakland Park, Blueberry Cobbler is back. It is back, baby. Mm-hmm. So you want to enjoy that, you can go to the Tap Room tonight, this weekend, and you will have the time of your life. Pour yourself a slice, because it's Blueberry Cobbler, see?
I got you. We just got to stop right there. If we stop right there, we're good.
Sunday, Mom's Drink Free. Hey-o. Sunday, Moms Drink Free on Mother's Day. We're raising a glass to all the mother figures out there with a heavenly brunch at the brewery. And moms can enjoy free bottomless mimosas, beers, and beer-mosas alongside delectable brunch specials, 11 till 3. Moms can also upgrade to their premium brunch, which includes bottomless espresso martinis and Aperol Spritz.
Hey, you better not get an Aperol Spritz.
Which is the nectar of the gods.
If you get an Aperol Spritz tonight, I'm diving on.
Well, if somebody wants to come out here and buy me an Aperol Spritz, who am I to say no?
A grown man.
And then, of course, Hawk and Crowder fans get 10% off the entire month of May at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You just have to mention Hawk's Nachos for 10% off your bill. Try it here. See what happens. Tell her Hawk's Nachos and see how quickly Jimmy runs.
Everybody
off
here already hates us. We're going to have a good
including
time.
Including a quarter of our show.
Jimmy's mad. Solana's
mad. Everybody's mad. So we're at Tabacón, by the way. Tonight is Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Gets underway in less than an hour. Everyone from 560 will be here. If you go to Plantation Walk, you'll see Tabacón right outside. We've got Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. They've got a whole bunch of cars and trucks lined up. We've got a stage out there. Is the screen set up? Are we able to see the game? Game will be on tonight, or we're working on the game?
And Edmore's got some cars out here.
We're working on it.
All right, we're working on getting a screen up for the game, so things are happening, but we'll get underway about 6 o'clock. We'll have the 560 staff out here. And
that EV Hummer is nice.
Time of our lives. So come on out if you're looking for a place to hang out tonight and meet some of the QAM folks. We are here, Tabacón Plantation Walk, and get yourself a Drew Estate cigar. And check out the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, cars and trucks. I mean, the time of your life. Let's get headlines. There was a Pat Riley press conference today. And everyone always waits for his end-of-year press conference. And you got a Panthers game tonight. I mean, it's a big day in South Florida sports. Let's get headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I hesitate to start with the Pat Riley press conference, but it was most important news story of the day. Basically, he commented on Jimmy Butler, said that he doesn't regret not giving Jimmy the contract. He wishes Jimmy well, but Jimmy's situation definitely impacted the results of the season. He also said that the team has to make changes philosophically and personnel-wise.
Now, whether they can make changes, they can certainly make philosophical changes. Whether they can make significant personnel changes remains to be seen.
Philosophically, we don't have a problem. We need to have people that know how to score points. Come on now.
Well, I think my take on that was philosophically, he needs players who buy into Heat culture, because he spoke right at the end very glowingly about Heat culture. And I took it as, and again, I could be way off on this, but I took it as a little bit of a slight towards Jimmy and a little bit of a slight towards the entire team's performance, certainly game four, but really for the entire Cleveland series. So I think when he says we have to make changes philosophically, I thought that's what he was alluding to.
Huh. Davion Mitchell buys in totally.
Yes.
Tyler Hero buys in totally. Bam buys in totally. They're not good enough to compete with the Celtics, Cavs, the Knicks, the Pacers.
But I think I thought what he's saying essentially is Jimmy didn't. Andrew Wiggins might not. Like, I took philosophical changes to be code for I got to get back to guys who believe in Heat culture. And maybe Jimmy never really believed in it the way that he thought he would, but we figured his talent would overcome that. And that's the way I took it. I could be completely wrong. But I don't know what other philosophical changes he would be talking about.
That's why I think the philosophical side is BS. Philosophically, James Johnson and Deion Waiters bought in. The big waste of $100 million bought in. Deirbre. Those guys bought in, but they're not good enough to beat good teams. We need a roster change, Pat. That's what it is. And I'm not boo-pooing Heat culture, Hawk, but
again,
we need a roster change.
What do you want them to do? Like, there's a very real possibility that the Andrew Wiggins type is the only guy you're able to get. There's a couple of whales. Kevin Durant, you don't know if you're going to be able to get him or not. He's certainly going to be gone from Phoenix. Giannis maybe enters the conversation. I don't know. But
that's the answer.
Well, I mean, you say that's the answer, but you need two to tango, and you need to have a more appealing offer than whoever else has offers to make and needs. So,
Hawk, I honestly believe it'll be Tyler Hero. And I don't know how Solana feels about
this.
I think Tyler is
entrenched now because of the season that he had. I think that's exactly who Pat Riley's looking for.
I think people want to play with Bam. I think those guys like Bam. Bam was on the Olympic team. I think Bam has friends that would come here to play with him. I don't think Tyler is that guy. He's a scorer, but he can't play defense. So I believe to get one of the whales you're talking about, a Giannis or a KD, it would be them, Bam, and everybody else. I think Tyler would have to be a piece to move. He's young. I think his value is high right now after making his first All-Star game. I think Tyler's a piece to move to get that whale.
When he says philosophically, he's talking specifically about the idea that Heat culture is enough and you can win with growth from within, internal growth, that's going to be enough to get you over the hump, which they thought in the past. After 2020, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent, like those were the guys internally that they were, because of Heat culture, going to be able to grow and become champions.
And I believe that's one of the bullet points on his list. I think 1A, 1B, and 1C circled is Kevin Durant because of the way he spoke about aging players. I think they have a legitimate shot at him. I don't think there's a lot of organizations that would take a risk on Kevin Durant. I think Pat Riley's in a situation where he would, and I thought that was him kind of laying the groundwork for that.
You need offense. You need automatic offense right now. Haywood Highsmith, Mitchell, and these guys, they're going to be good pieces. You need a guy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Guy takes over. Tyler couldn't be that guy. We saw it. Game four, he was 4-1-1. I could get 4-1-1 in an NBA game. You give me 48 minutes, I'm getting 4-1-1.
Even with Evan Mobley locking you up, bro? I don't know, man.
I'm putting Evan Mobley on some kind of skates. I don't know what I'm shooting at something. You're the number one option on the team. You get 4-1-1. That's the guy we need. Bam will be your utility guy, and now you fit out the roster of defensive guys, 3-and-D, and all the crap that we talk about with all these guys. But that is what you need to do. They have to go get a win.
Oh, wow. They have to go get
an offensive monster.
They don't even have Matt Mervis in the lineup tonight.
I'm not betting with you anymore.
That's crazy. I mean, I can't imagine that a lefty's throwing for the White Sox because Hard Rock had a prop bet for him.
I feel like every time you talk about Mervis and I bet with you, I feel like that little goofy lady we talked about yesterday.
Well, you don't need to
feel that way. Are you coming with me?
I don't think he's in the lineup.
Bryce Wilson is expected to go for the Chicago White Sox today. He is a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, that's a bad sign for Matt Mervis. Now he's not in the starting lineup even when a righty's pitching.
Oh. He's batting, what, 189 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hicks is going to be our DH. Yeah. No Mervis. Jesus Sanchez is batting second.
I know. I'm in on it.
To hit a home run?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Before we had the break, obviously the Panthers play tonight. Game three, must win for the Florida Panthers. Any of you following the recent updates regarding Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson? There was a report from Pablo Torre that she had reportedly been banned from UNC's football facility. UNC has denied those allegations and that she's still welcome in UNC facilities despite his report that she'd been banned.
What a clown show.
If they ban her, they'll lose Bill Belichick because she's running the show is what I've heard.
But they've now inherited something that they didn't expect. But who cares? It's UNC football.
What?
I mean, if you want to have the Kardashians, like, whatever. It's UNC
it's
football.
UNC football.
All right, guys. Still waiting word on if Matthew Tkachuk is going to play tonight. The Marlins will begin that three-game series with the White Sox tonight as well. And then in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers look to avoid getting swept tonight. They play the Indiana Pacers at 7:30. DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland all listed as questionable. All three were at shoot-around earlier today as well. All three missed Game 2.
Cavs tonight are 5-point favorites on the road. OKC tonight, 6-point favorites in Denver.
The late game in the NHL, Winnipeg hosting the Dallas Stars. Dallas leads the series 1-0. And yesterday, the Oilers stole game 2. They're up 2-0 on the road. They beat the Golden Knights both games in Las Vegas yesterday, 5-4 in overtime.
By the way, Lee Sterling was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. He's got first half under in the Pacers-Cavs game. Let's see what that is.
113. I already bet it.
Yeah.
Under?
I bet under.
There is under 112.5 is plus 105. 113.5 is 110. 114.5 is 125. Yeah, I'm going to put
they
that in
They just
right
move
now.
My seat on the plane tomorrow because Chaz can't sit in the exit row.
Yeah, two-year-olds can't sit in the exit row.
Yeah, I can help them.
That's no. What if you're incapacitated?
I'm not going to be incapacitated. I'm a grown
you're
man.
You're incapacitated. I get to the exit row, and I look. There's a two-year-old baby crawling around.
Chaz is four, to correct you, and he weighs 82 pounds. He's stronger than some grown people.
All right, fair enough. I take it back. I didn't know he was four.
Man, they changed my. I'm in 37E.
How did you not know that rule?
Man,
it says it when you book it too.
Man, I don't know, Hawk. They just sent me a text.
Ridiculous.
It's three people in that row. If I'm incapacitated, everybody is.
Why would you book a exit row with a baby though, or with a toddler?
It's not a baby. He's four. He's big as Jimmy.
Well, to be quite fair, I wouldn't sit in an exit row if I saw Jimmy there either. By the way,
Jimmy
I saw the way Jimmy fled during our little fight. I can't imagine what he'd do in the exit row if a plane was going down.
Come on, man. This is terrible.
And then Inter-Miami, they play tomorrow at 4:30 p.m., they're on the road in Crowder's favorite skiing destination, Minnesota.
Y'all better leave Bear Mountain alone.
That's another tough game for Inter-Miami. Minnesota is in second place in the Western Conference. This is an MLS game.
All right.
That's at 4:30 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Is game four on Sunday, by the way, for the Cats?
Yeah.
Or is it on Monday?
No, Sunday, 7:30.
Oh, damn. Knicks Celtics tomorrow as well. Game three in Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks going to win. They're going to beat the Celtics. I hate it, but I love it, but I hate it. Because I hate the Knicks, but it's a beautiful story.
You've spoken a lot of our own thoughts. Goodness. I hate it, but I love it, but I hate it.
Goodness gracious.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's like 82, 83 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the low 70s. That is your weather.
Solana, do we hate the Celtics or the Knicks more?
I don't know, man. I don't want
either
of them.
It's a no-win situation there.
Especially, like, you just felt confident, okay, the Cavs are going to beat either of those teams, and all of a sudden Cleveland stinks.
You got to tell me who I hate more. I
don't know. I mean, both fan bases are so annoying.
But the Celtics already won a title, so it's like whatever.
Right, like go enjoy another one.
Fine.
Like you kind of want to keep the Knicks fans down and low.
So I'm a Celtics fan.
I guess.
I got you.
Yeah. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, in the next segment to talk a little Panthers hockey as we get ready for tonight's game three. And we are at Tabacon in Plantation Walk. Thank you to Frank Pepe, by the way, for providing the pizzas for us. That is some good za, as I like to call it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today unruly, tomorrow crack.
Hawk and Crowder. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.